Hey Queen, welcome to the Sam Altieri Show. This is your host, Sam, and here we are all about self-growth, confidence, and becoming your most authentic and unstoppable self. Maybe you're like me and have ADHD, or maybe you're just super multi-passionate, but either way, you are driven, determined, and you know you are destined for more. So grab your headphones, get outside, and press play for a combo of tough love, personal stories, and practical tips to help you take messy action towards a life that lights you up. It's time to create some magic. What's up, friends? I'm on a walk right now with my dog, Heffy, and we're just walking around the neighborhood right now. We are in New York, and it's like 8 a.m. It's like really early, and I typically do not do anything work-related before like noon. but I was so inspired to hop on here and record this episode with you. So you may hear some birds in the background chirping. It's kind of nice though. But today we're going to talk about money. This is something I've really struggled with my relationship with money, and I'm sure that you have gone through your own journey, whether you're in a financial hardship right now or you're working on it or whatever. I know that since realizing I have ADHD, I realized it was so linked to my money issues, basically overspending or impulse spending or just like money kind of feeling like it was evaporating and just being like, wait, where did all my money go? And so I recently just had an experience that I just want to share with you. But before we dive in, I want to remind you to get your butt outside, go for a walk with me, because that's what we do here. We move, and we gotta move. We have a lot of energy. We have a lot of emotions, and sitting still, sitting on the couch, sitting in the car, sitting at your desk, it's too much sitting for the body. The body needs to freaking move. Movement truly is the medicine. It's going to help you release stored emotions. It's going to help you get unstuck. It's going to help you get out of your rut. I promise you, I was just in a deep ass rut. Okay, so let's dive in. So, as you know, it's July right now. And for those of you who did your taxes on time, congratulations, you are a fucking winner. I'll give you a gold star. For those of you who didn't do them on time, that's usually me, so whatever, don't worry about it. But this year, I did my taxes on time, and I have built up a pretty awesome support system financially, where I have an amazing bookkeeper, and I have an amazing accountant. And if you're a business owner, I highly recommend that you get yourself both of these things. They will make tax season just the most effortless, easy thing ever. I didn't even do a single thing this tax season. It was quite amazing. All I did was get a notification from my accountant that was like, hey, we're ready to do your taxes. Can you sign this form? Boom. And that was like it. It felt so easy, and that's how it should be. Yes, I pay for the support, of course, but it is the most worth it thing ever. And whatever stage of business that you're in, this is like the first hire that you need to have. I made the mistake of not having a bookkeeper or a solid accountant until about 2 years into my business. And let me tell you, my bookkeeper is fucking amazing. And if you want her name, I'm happy to share it with you. But like, she is a unicorn. She is the unicorn of bookkeeping. She's also ADHD. And so we just love her. We love her so much. But she has made the process so amazing. But when we started together, she had to backdate all of my expenses, all of my finances, all of my income. It was probably miserable for her. I mean, I think it was. She kind of told me. She's like, I had to just do like a year of, you know, looking at all of your shit, and it wasn't organized. Because obviously, why the hell would it be organized? Like, if you're like me and you're trying to like run a bit, I say trying, but like you're running a business and you're trying to manage your finances, it is hilarious at how not good we are at it. Like, unless you are really good at it, I just like don't know any ADHD entrepreneur who's like, oh, I'm like so good at my books. Like, fuck off. Come on. No, I barely put anything in a Google sheet. I didn't even know how much money I made or how much money I spent. And it's only been something that I've really been on top of in the past year. But moral of the story is get yourself an accountant and a bookkeeper, preferably that are not 85 years old and white men, because they just don't get it. Like, find people that are like you. And if you want the name of my ADHD bookkeeper, she is literally amazing. Her name is Gina. I think I'm going to bring her on the podcast, actually, because, like, she is so hilarious. You can just DM me the word bookkeeper, and I will send you her details. She does take new clients, but warning, like, you need to actually be making money. So she's not going to take you if you are, like, a brand new business owner who doesn't have an income to pay her. You need to be making some dollar bills. Okay, so what I want to share with you, the story, is I got my tax bill, a few weeks ago. And so I like to be transparent with numbers, because I just like to see, I like to show you guys, like, what is actually happening behind the scenes. And I'm not, like, scared or ashamed to share my numbers with you at all. Last year, the business brought in, I think, just over $250,000. So, like, pretty cool to say $250,000. Like, I did that. And so, as you may know, it can be scary to make more money in your business, because you're like, oh my God, I have to pay more taxes, right? And I've had a really positive reframe and mindset shift around this, because personally for me, like, I used to not want to make more money because I didn't want to pay more taxes. And that might sound crazy, but honestly, that was the truth. I was, like, so resistant towards making a shit ton of money because I didn't want to have the responsibility of managing it all, you know? And that might be something that you are actually experiencing too, where you're scared to make more money because you're afraid that you're not going to be able to handle it or hold it, right? So I'm going to do some education around financial wealth and literacy and, you know, how to handle your money so you don't end up in a shit show situation like I've been in. So basically, I just, like, lost my train of thought, which, if your brain looks like mine, you get the point. Okay, let me go back to what I was saying. Oh yeah. So basically, I got my tax bill, right? And usually comes for me, I don't know, in, like, May/June. And my accountant does both my personal and my business taxes, which I highly recommend. It's so nice to have somebody be able to do both. And he gave me the bill, and I was, like, I was nervous because I've never made this much money before. And I was like, oh my God, like, what am I gonna owe? And honestly, I'm just being straight up with you guys, I did not save for taxes because I'm an idiot, basically. I have money saved. I have a savings account, and I have money in my business bank account, obviously, but, like, I didn't save up for the way that you should save for taxes. And I'm going to share what that would look like, not on this episode because I don't even know yet, but I just had this feeling like, oh my God, like, I was scared. I was scared to get the bill. I was scared to not have enough money to pay it. I was like, fuck me. So the beautiful thing about having a business is that you can have a shit ton of write-offs and expenses and, you know, whatever. I really maximize the fuck out of this, because why would I not? And I highly recommend that you do this too. All of my mentors, all of my coaches, business expenses, of course they are. They're helping the business. Everything that I buy that could be remotely used or shared on social media, business expense. Getting my hair done, business expense. All of that, because it is. It's like for my photo shoots, right? Or if I was like buying lingerie on Amazon for my photo shoot, that's a business expense. Who knew that lingerie could be a freaking business expense? But it is. And so, anyways, I've been really good about that because, why would I want to pay more in taxes if I don't have to, you know? And that's just the way that I've been taught to do it. So I get my tax bill and he was like, okay, so the way that my business is set up is it is an S corp. So like it's a corporation. It's not a LLC or anything like that. The reason why we set it up as an S corp is because it is like awesome, like way, way, way better for tax benefits. And you get less, you get taxed way less on your income. You can take disbursements, which basically, or distributions, I mean, which basically means like you can just take money from the business, put it into your personal bank account, and not pay taxes on it, which is pretty fucking awesome. But I do pay myself, like I'm my own employee, so I do have like a W-2 and I pay myself every month. But I was, the way that the S corp is structured is you pay the employee, which is me, and the business doesn't pay taxes, but the person receiving the money does. And so it's, which is a little kind of confusing, but basically if the business made $250,000, great. I had a lot of expenses because I was investing pretty heavily in mentorship. I think I invested like $120,000 in mentorship, which is kind of crazy, but that's what it was. So I invested all that money in mentorship, and then I invested in my team, I invested in myself, you know, paid my salary, and then like other stuff, you know, like random like lingerie. So I had a lot of expenses. I didn't like profit that much money. I paid myself, but I didn't have like much in the bank to show for it in my business. So basically what happens is the money that I paid myself is the money that I get taxed on. So I think I paid myself a salary of like $50,000. Like it was a very moderate salary. And then I've also took distributions that were probably up to like 10 to 15,000. So it probably ended up being somewhere around $60,000 I paid myself, which is pretty cool. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm literally paying myself a salary. Like, I don't think it's really hit me like, oh shit, I have a business. Like, oh shit, I'm paying myself. And for the other entrepreneurs listening right now, like I'm sure you can relate. And so, yeah, that happens. I get the bill and he's like, okay, it's going to be, I don't know. I think it was like $9,000. And I was like, wait, what? Oh my God. I was so fucking grateful. I was so grateful because I was thinking in my head, even though I knew this, I was still thinking I made $250K. That means I'm probably going to owe like, fuck, I don't know, $25,000 or like more. And I was just like, hold on, Heffy's passing a dog, so we might have a little bark session. Heffy, it's okay, buddy. It's okay. Come on. Okay, we made it through. So I was expecting a really heavy tax bill, and when he told me it was like $8,500 or $9,000, I was like, oh, shut the fuck up, no way. I was so grateful. I also like was in a position where I was like, that's gonna completely just like drain all of my savings, and I don't really want to do that. And so I was like, okay. Hi, it's me, Sam. I know I'm interrupting your episode, but I promise it'll be quick. Have you ever felt like the black sheep or like you didn't quite fit in? Maybe you've been craving a community of like-minded women who just get you, where you don't have to explain yourself and you can just be you. Well, this is why I created the Conscious Creators Community. I know you might also have ADHD or be super multi-passionate like me, and inside CCC, you are going to finally feel normal, like you found your people. Look, if you are interested and want to know more details, just press pause on the episode and scroll down a little bit to the show notes. You're going to see the link that says DM me. Click that link and message me. Then I can voice memo you and connect more with you over on Instagram, and we can make it happen. Look, I know you're going to get distracted because I know how you are. So just do me a favor, pause the episode and DM me before you forget. I'm so excited to hear from you and chat with you in the DMs. Okay, that's all I wanted to let you know about. Let's get back to the episode now. So yeah, I was like, oh, I just don't want to pay this. And I just kind of set that as the intention, which kind of sounds hilarious, but I believe in the power of manifestation so much. And yeah, so I just set it, let it go, whatever. A few days later, I'm talking to my accountant and he tells me, he's like, hey, he sent me over a few questions in the email. Like, hey, did you have any expenses for the van? Did you get a did you get your stimulus checks, blah, 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 and did you get taxes taken out of your paychecks? And he's just asking these questions, and I answered him, and so he's like, all right, can you hop on a phone call with me next week? So this was last week that we talked on the phone, and we hop on the phone, and basically, because of my answers to all these questions, it dropped my taxes down, what I owed, to $2,400 and something dollars. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I was like jumping up and down, so grateful. I looked at Kurt and I was like, babe, guess what? And he was like, you know, I don't know. He was not as excited as me, but I was very excited. I was jumping up and down. And I was just like, yes, you know, because it's like, what a feeling of I owe $9,000, which I was grateful for. And then now I only owe $2,400. Oh my gosh. And I was just celebrating. And because I was like, I can pay this in full with overflow. And I did my taxes on time. And I was like, I think this is a new milestone for me. Oh my God. I'm not on time for most things in my life. Totally honest with you. You know, it takes me a lot to be on time for things. And I'm working on that. And I would say, like, I've definitely gotten better at it. But, oh, man, I just literally wait till the last minute all the time. And it's, like, it's not even, like, I want to. It's just, like, because I don't have the, like, we don't have the executive functioning as ADHDers to actually do things that are important. We just do things that are fun. Obviously, I'm going to put my taxes off. Obviously, I'm not going to do the admin and the accounting stuff for my business. Like, come on, right? But that's why I have amazing team members. So the moral of my story is I have this experience and I get to the end of the thing and I give him all my bank information and he, you know, he takes the money out. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh my God, this is the first time I've been in overflow. Meaning I have a surplus of cash in my account. I've never had that before, right? I've always, every single year of taxes that I can remember paying taxes in my entire life, I have always drained my entire bank account. I've literally been on like $0. And I've been like, I don't know where the money's gonna come from, right? And it always came. And this is the first year where I am in overflow. And I want to celebrate with you because I feel like this is a huge fucking milestone for me personally. I mean, for any ADHDer, honestly, because money can be a really challenging topic. And I want to do more on informing you on financial stuff. But I was just like giving myself a freaking party. I was just having a dance party in the van. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is amazing. This is a new milestone. And the thing that I realized, which this is the big light bulb moment that I had, is in the past, having more money than I needed did not feel safe. Okay, listen to that again. In the past, having more money than I needed didn't feel safe. It wasn't familiar. It wasn't comfortable for me. And what I would do is subconsciously spend it, right? Because I'm so used to always living on just enough. And I realized that this is the first time, because I've really been working on my money mindset and my relationship with money and just creating safety in my body around having money. And it's not even like I have a shit ton of money. I will be completely honest. I mean, compared to what, right? But like for how much money I do want and desire, the amount of money I have right now is like peanuts, you know? And so, but I had to acknowledge myself because I'm like, look, you know what? There's the majority of the population is living on less than a dollar a day. Did you know that? Holy shit. A dollar a day, literally, like, holy crap. And I am not. And so what that means is I am so fucking grateful. So grateful. So grateful that I am not in that situation. And if you are in that, no, you're not in that situation likely because you don't live in a third world country, right? Chances are you aren't listening to this from a third world country, right? Chances are you have a roof over your head. Chances are like you're doing okay, right? Yeah, you might not be in the, you might be in a financial shit show. Yeah, you might not be in the position. I don't know. I don't know what your financial situation is, but the point that I'm making is you're surviving. You're okay. You have your basic needs met, right? You can eat, you have food over your head, etc. Or roof over your head, not food over your head. So this is a celebration episode. This is like me celebrating with you because that's what I want to do here. You know, I'm not just like celebrating myself like, hey guys, look at me. It's like, no. I'm celebrating myself so that I can share more of my wins with you. So I can tell you exactly how I did them. Because that's what we're about here. I'm not your guru. Right? I'm walking alongside you in your journey. And so, yeah, I was just really proud of myself. I was really grateful. And I was like, oh my God, next year, I want to be in even more overflow. And not only that, but I want to pay my tax payments ahead of time. Because I want to pay quarterly so that at the end of the year, I'm not just like surprised with like this big bill. You know, as I make more money, like I plan to be a multimillionaire and I know that that's going to require me to pay big tax payments. But guess what? I would rather pay big ass tax payments and be a multimillionaire than work at a 9-to-5. Like, hello. Personally, right? If you love your 9-to-5, great. But you're not going to get rich at your 9-to-5. That's what I'm saying. I would like to be very wildly rich. I love money. I am not afraid to say it. I think money is amazing. I want to live a very just fuck overflowing lifestyle. And it's not even that bougie. Like, sure, there's some things, but I just want so much money that I can literally buy anything I want, buy stuff for my family, pay off my sister's loans, like pay off my parents' mortgage, like literally just start help, like having, just being in so much overflow that I can help people too. But for myself, like, I don't even care if that sounds selfish. Like, come on. I want a fuckload of money. And if you have this same experience and you've been denying it for your, denying it of yourself for a while, it's time to stop. It's time to just own that you want to be a fucking wealthy woman. Because the more you shove down your desires, the bigger they get. And then the more you just sabotage yourself. So I want you to own them. Own your desires to be wealthy and to be a rich bitch. Like, come on. That is so the trend. At least if you're going to keep listening, that's the vibe. That's really what we want, is pleasure on all levels. We want to have great sex. We want to have a lot of money. We want to be successful. We want to also be happy. That's the most important thing, right? I will not do anything in my life that is where money is the main goal. I just can't do it. I'm not motivated by money. I'm too fucking lazy. I mean, I'm not lazy, but it's ADHD. Like, it doesn't motivate me the way that fun does, the way that enjoyment does. And that is my main priority. But I know, and this is a mantra that you can take from me, is the more fun I have, the more money I make. The more I am of myself, the more money I make. And truly, that is the gift that I want to give you today, is this gift of overflow. This gift of realizing, oh wow, what amount of money do I not feel safe receiving more than? Right? Because that's going to give you your threshold. That's going to tell you, oh, you have a limit. There's an upper limit that you've hit for yourself. Maybe that upper limit is, I just always have enough to pay the bills. Right? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's, I have enough to pay the bills and I usually can do whatever I want, or I get myself something, or blah, blah, blah. Whatever your limit is, you first need to just be aware of it. Be aware of what your limit is. Be aware of the trends. Be aware of the patterns so that you can change them, right? I had to find out that I was always in just enough, right? This just enough patterning before I could shift into more than enough, right? I had to start being way more mindful and attentive to my finances. I had to start really looking at my numbers. And I know that can sound really unsexy, but I promise you, it gets more exciting as you practice, just like anything, right? When you're not good at money and you're not good at numbers and you're not good at your finances at the beginning, it sucks. Honestly, it does. It sucks. It's fucking boring. And you're just facing the thing that you don't want to face and that you've been avoiding for so long. But God, I will tell you right now, it is so empowering to be in control of your money and to be on top of your shit, right? I never want a woman, this is one of my like statements, is like, I never want any woman to feel the way I felt with money, which was broke, poor, frustrated, burnt out, and completely just running on E, like living paycheck to paycheck. Like, that is not okay. I'm not available for that life for you, for me, for anyone. I don't want that. So I want to educate you, and I want to give you more information on money, how to spend it, how to think about it, how to have a relationship with it, etc. So if you love this episode, if you want more episodes on money, please screenshot it and shoot me a, tag, put on your story, tag me, send me a DM, let me know what resonated for you, if you want more money stuff, because, I mean, who doesn't, right? Don't we all just want to make more money, right? But doing it from a place of alignment and integrity, that is my numero uno, principle is like, I'm not trying to make a quick dollar, right? It's never worth it. I make money from a place of alignment. And that's just a rule I have for myself. You know, I've done things out of alignment to get money and it never turns out good. So I'm not doing that anymore. And I want to empower you to do the same. So I love you. I hope this helped. And thank you for celebrating my success with me. And cheers to a lot more money, a lot more empowerment and education around money, because we deserve to be wealthy, rich bitches.